My name is Tunji Adeniyi-Jones. I'm a second-year student at the Yale School of Art in the Painting and Printmaking department. The first thing I think about when I look at this is I'm kind of struck by the color, that red. The red is very rich and deep, and particularly in Nigerian Yoruba culture, red has a very significant employment and use. It sort of symbolizes potentiality and spirituality and sort of richness and life. So whenever red is used, it's normally used quite liberally. As you can see in this case, it's at the bottom and it's sort of traces all the way up the top to the animals and around the sides. So I'm also struck by the intricacy of just the craft and the making of it. So I've sort of seen online how these things start and they can take a very long time just carefully chopping away at essentially what is a tree, like the full width of a tree, round. And so it's sort of cut in from inward out and then from outside in as well. I have recently been, through my own personal investigations, looking at various performative masks and the festivals that accompany them. And I gather these objects can sometimes be, in this case, I think that won't be, but sometimes they can be incredibly heavy. So sometimes these are tests of endurance and physicality just as much as presentation. And often the performer will have to dance around and perform for hours with this incredibly sort of heavy object on them.